1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day right here on Let's Face the Issues. And lest I get tied up with words and forget to remind you, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we'll talk about today. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is pertinent in the society in which we're living in. We're living in a society today where the woke progressives seem to have the rule of the day. We're living in a society today where there seems to be the mindset of just mocking God. I think most people have either forgotten or do not know that in Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 7th verse, the Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." The article, the message in the scripture goes further. "He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today. What happens when God is mocked? What happens when, societally speaking, we spit in God's face? What happens when we simply reject the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? What happens when Jesus is dethroned and Marxism, socialism, communism, progressivism are all enthroned? What happens when a society turns its back on God? And so basically, the society that we live in today is an anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Christian, anti-ethics, morals, and values mindset. What happens when God is mocked? We find the Word of God is very, very clear and evident. By the way, when we look at the Scripture, we need to recognize first and foremost that God doesn't make errors. God hadn't made a mistake. God hasn't put in His Word contradictions. I've always been amazed at those that will say there are errors in the Bible. I never will forget less than 100 years ago in Bible college, a young man that was considerably younger than I in one of the classes. And he was always talking about what God told him to do, that God said this, and God told him this, and God told him the other. And so one morning we were having a cup of coffee across the campus, the street from the campus, in a little coffee shop. And he started talking about what God had told him to do. And I pulled out a piece of paper, and I said, "Would you write that down? And I'm going to take it and have it typed, put it in my Bible to keep my Bible up to date. Because if God's telling you things that I don't find in His Word, I need to keep my Bible up to date." There are a lot of people that want to add to the Bible, diminish the words, add to and take away from the Word of God, and make it fit the woke progressive society which we're living in. There are those today that say, "Well, God made a mistake. This is a contradiction in the Scripture." had on one occasion when an individual said that, I had it in my pen on a piece of paper. I said, would you write down the list of errors that you've discovered that God made? Man has become grown to the point that he can find God's errors, God's mistakes, what God has done that is not correct. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not mocked, the Bible says very, very clearly. Whatsoever man soweth, that will he also reap. It's God that created the world. It's God that created man and woman. It's God that said in Genesis 1:27 that male and female created he, him, them. Ladies and gentlemen, God created man and woman, just two genders. God didn't make an error when he created them. There's a mindset today in the life and living of those in our society that says modern society, the woke progressive society, the mind of humanity that says somehow, some way, they believe that God made a mistake. In fact, I'm looking at a statement that I've written down that one person, one writer said, God made a mistake in some of his creation, placing a man in a woman's body or woman in a man's body. But doctors, through medical science, can correct God's mistakes. Anything wrong with that statement? I find it is a horrible, dreadful indication of ignorance on the part of any human being that will say that God made a mistake. And that's exactly what we find today. So we're talking about today, what happens when you mock God? What happens to a nation, a people, a society, when God is mocked? We'll talk about that. Let me remind you, as we do, we're going to do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Not just a brief period. By the way, that's one of the proof positive aspects of what I've said for many, many years. That refutes any thought, philosophy, premise or consideration that God's word needs to be updated, that somehow, some way, we need to change God's word, modernize God's word, leave out some words and terms and thoughts and philosophies and theologies and doctrines that God has said and make it fit modern man, rather than taking God's word and letting God's word control, direct modern man. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I say, if you're on the left coast, or if you're on the right coast, truth still matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a very profound statement. Headline of his writing says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, could it be that in the percentage that we find the falling away, the percentage that we find in the apostasy of the church today, that same percentage we're witnessing, I believe, in just about every category of calculation and observation, that we're witnessing that void, that vacuum, being filled by immoral, ungodly, unholy things that's further declining and destroying our nation. We find, according to a survey of about 1 year ago, the headline of that survey says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The article opens with the fact that Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being in the case a fact. But according to the poll, 55% of the millennials in America say that each person determines their own version of truth. That there's no absolute truth. And yet, I look at another headline that says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. So I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge today, that we go back to truth, and that is the truth book. And Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am truth. So I believe it is necessary, if society is to be sustained, and I believe it's only a short period of time, I believe we've reached the tipping point, the turning point, wherein there may not be an opportunity to turn back, but the rapture is on the horizon. But even in these last fleeting days, I believe it is incumbent upon Christians, churches, pastors, conservatives, to be found faithful and serving the Lord, studying the Word, honoring Him and His Word, and not the woke, progressive society in which we're living in today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner. Brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, there's at the top of that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that God that made any errors. God has not created by mistake. Some freak that would be called a trans person. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we find those that have been pushing through the Obama administration, through the Biden administration, for the past decade plus, we've had the woke, progressive people, I'm going to be kind, that said that there are multiple genders. In fact, on one of the studies I did a few years ago, said they determined there's 157 different genders. Some consider themselves as being gender fluid. Some talk about the need for physicians and psychologists and hospitals and medical administrations to provide gender care for the preteens and the teenagers and even some adults that have gender dysphoria. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but two genders. And over the decade plus now, we've found those that have offered multiple surgeries and debauchery of the human body simply on the basis that they're going to change that person's body in order to change that person's mind as to who they are. The mindset is you can become a man, you can become a woman, simply at your choosing. And ladies and gentlemen, I think the horrific bottom line of this gender dysphoria, transgenderism, woke progressive mindset, I think the bottom line is that we have a demonic delusion, and rather than there being the focus on allowing that preteen, that teenager, that young person to be given Christian counseling to get their minds on God and on spiritual things to change their eternal destiny, there's the mindset that somehow, some way, we can butcher the body and make things right. In fact, I'm amazed at I am vitally concerned over the hundreds of thousands that have gone through this debauchery, this butchery of transgender surgeries in the past decade plus. We're finding today major evidence of the error that has been made, promulgated, pushed, encouraged, and paid for through the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and the leadership therein on a local level, a state level, a national level, through the House and the Senate, rules and regulations passed, and through the Obama and the Biden era seated in the Oval Office that made it look as though, very simple, you decide you're a young lady and you decide you want to be a boy, no problem. And then the lie, the demonic lie, told to parents, this child is going to commit suicide unless you allow us to help them walk through this gender gap that they're faced with. This gender dysphoria must be settled, solved, resolved simply by butchering the body. Now, that's been taking place over a decade. And ladies and gentlemen, what has not been brought clear until some of the major mega recent studies as to exactly what has taken place in the hearts and the lives of those that have gone through that surgical procedure. Ladies and gentlemen, for over a decade now, this has been the push. It's been a heyday financially for doctors, medical associations, and hospitals, and psychologists that are brainwashing the parents, brainwashing the kids, telling them through our, most of this has been found, ladies and gentlemen, through the process in our governmentally controlled schools, where a warped mind of a so-called psychologist or a counselor or a school teacher or a school administrator will push that child to the point of believing that they're really a boy and not a girl. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if I can put in a little parenthetical footnote, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, in our city, our taxpayer dollars are spending mega thousands, hundreds of thousands, into organizations and institutions that are considered nonprofits that have their hands at the trough each year in Jacksonville for money to finance those that have gender dysphoria. There's an organization that's domiciled across the bridge in Orange Park, part of Jacksonville, that's paid for each year, that they go out and recruit boys and girls on the streets, from the streets, that are in despair, discouraged, and feeling somehow, some way, that they're in the wrong body. And our tax money in the city is in part going out for them to recruit those kids. If it's a boy, give them a girl's outfit of clothing. Starts having a shrink counselor to tell them they can help them go through the gender transition, that they can become a girl if they're a boy, or become a boy if they're a girl. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God is mocked when society, when those in leadership role will try to tell us that somehow, some way, God made a mistake, God made an error, that your son is really a girl, that your boy is really a girl, that your daughter is really a boy, just in the wrong body, that God made an error. Ladies and gentlemen, the psychologists, the counselors, the school teachers, the school principals, those in a leadership role in that era, that area, have had a heyday. But listen, there's some good news. That heyday is coming to a rapid close. That era mongering is coming to a rapid close. Ladies and gentlemen, millions upon millions of dollars, tax money in some part, insurance funds in some part, because Barack Hussein Obama and because Autopen Sleepy Joe Biden signed executive orders, gave directions to doctors, to hospitals, to medical associations, even to medical schools. Even some of the medical schools were given directions by the Obama administration and the Biden administration that if you do not teach doctors how to do transgender surgery, we're going to cease as a government to support that medical institution. that medical training school, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the truth now. The truth is becoming evident now. The trans surgeries are not working. Secondly, the trans meds, listen, this is the key element to where we're going. The trans meds, the trans medications are causing psychological impairments, causing schizophrenia, causing some kind of psychosis, a mental delusion, mental disorder. I'm looking at a headline. In fact, I've got a fistful of them, if time will allow. Headline says, trans violence rate is off the charts. Let me read that again. Trans violence rate is off the charts. For example, they give the here, Rhode Island hockey shooter Robert Dorgan, D-O-R-G-A-N, threatened to go berserk just a day before the mass shooting. National outrage is erupting in the wake of Monday's murder-suicide committed by a crazed transgender dad who identified as a woman. The latest high-profile case of gun violence perpetrated by someone swapping genders. Now, let me pause there. There are dozens and dozens and dozens, and may I repeat that, dozens, of articles validating the fact that in every, not some, not a few, not in most, but in every mass shooting, the shooter was on some type of psychotropic drugs. Whether it's a teenager, preteen, or an older individual, or an adult, senior adult, doesn't make any difference. They were on some type of psychotropic drugs. That is, that would be drugs that somehow, some way, alter the mind, alter the thinking, and causes a psychotic behavior that is abnormal. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the one. This is one of them. You remember the high profile, just for a brief time, it was high profile on the news, where a man dressed as a woman, by the way, if you see the pictures, tattoos all over the arms and the body, a freak looking individual that has started a few years back going through the transgender surgery, transgender mode, even as a, I believe it was a 56 year, at the time the shooting took place a few days ago, a 56 year old man, divorced his wife. He had been made fun of by the family, challenged and chided, rebuked by the family, his wife and kids and relatives, because of his weird acting, as one called it. This article goes on, says, he identified as Roberta Espedito, and Roberta, D-O-R-G-O-N-A, shot and killed his two family members and injured three others before turning the gun to himself at a high school hockey game in Rhode Island. The bloodshed occurred less than a week after an 18-year-old, who identified as a woman, shot and killed six people at a school in British Columbia, Canada, critically injuring two and wounding about 25 others. One day before Rhode Island shooting, this man responded to an online comment originally posted by an actor, I'm not going to call his name, who noted that the transgender Democrat Congressman Tim Sarah McBride is a man. This article, that person said, keep bashing us, but do not wonder why we go berserk, end quote. This is what the freak that killed his ex-wife and two of his children and then shot himself said. Goes further. An individual, I'll not call his name, stated, the shooter at a high school hockey game was trans, a man who identified as a woman. Trans mass shooters, plural now, trans mass shooters have killed school kids in Nashville, Minneapolis, Canada, and now a high school hockey game. The trans violence rate is simply, quote, off the charts, end quote. Best-selling author Matt Walsh, who produced the What is a Woman documentary, said, everything I've said about transgenderism for the past decade has been absolutely correct and totally vindicated. Now I'm telling you that trans violence we've seen so far is nothing compared to what's coming if we don't treat trans ideology as a severe public safety hazard and crack down on it immediately and aggressively. Ladies and gentlemen, the article goes three more pages. There's a whole list in the article of the number of shooters, their face, their name, when it was and what they had done. And they are all in that category of trans in their sexuality, with gender dysphoria, that somehow, some way believe the lie that they've been told that God made a mistake and put them in the wrong bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, the trans surgeries are not working, haven't worked. The trans meds are causing psychological impairments, delusional behavior. Much of the mass killings are from those suffering from the result of mocking God. And I believe that's what we're seeing today. I believe we're witnessing today the end result of a nation that's been mocking God, spitting in God's face, saying, God, you made an error. You made a mistake. God, we don't need you in society. As Jerry Nadler said in one of his screaming quips in the U.S. House of Representatives, says that the Bible is not needed any place in the White House, not the White House, the Capitol building. May I say to you, we divorce God from society. We've banned Jesus from the classroom. We have denied the Word of God. And God's Word says God is not mocked. He's not made fun of. He's not to be spat in his face. He's not to be looked at as having no relevance and no insight as to what needs to be done in society. Here's another article about a similar, if not the same, event. Rhode Island ice rink shooting. Suspect gender identity was the source of past family conflict, according to the documents. This article reads like this. I'll read a portion of it. It's redundant, but it sets the stage. God is not mocked. A suspect accused of shooting and killing two people at Rhode Island ice rink on Monday before killing himself was identified as a transgender and had a history of family conflict because of his gender identity, a local news outlet citing court documents said. Court records showed that the man, I'll call his name, had been involved in multiple disputes with relatives in recent years, including allegations that tension escalated after he underwent gender reassignment surgery. Authorities said two victims were killed and the suspect died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Three others were injured and remain hospitalized. A federal law enforcement source told Fox News that the gunman killed his wife, that was his ex-wife, shot three of his children before turning the gun on himself in what the source described as a domestic violence incident. I could go further and further in the article. It lists event after event after event the man had gone through, according to the court records, as a result of his dysphoria because of his sexual identity that was treated based on what high-profile society had caused him to believe, that you can change from man to woman, woman to man. That's mocking God. That's saying, God, you made a mistake. I'm going to correct the mistake through the psychologists, the medical doctors. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it was the Obama and the Biden administrations that pushed and pushed and pushed until all of the insurance companies were willing to pay for transgender surgeries, the debauchery, the butchery of healthy body parts to change what they said God had made a mistake in doing. Here's another article that sets the stage. Says, straight up evil. An author calls for trans ideology to be outlawed and eradicated from the general public and the public life. Besides, the article reads, besides the transgender ideology does to individuals, leaving boys being less than boys and girls less than girls in the after the treatment, the lost families and lives, the multiple mass killings have come from the lifestyle. There is a threat to the public safety, and as such it should be outlawed and eradicated. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that is going to also reap. We've been reaping, ladies and gentlemen, for the past decade plus, this transgender ideology. We're reaping the whirlwind. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene.